You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome Black, welcome Black, welcome Black. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Homer Blow, joined by the legendary Bailey Coleman and MC Damian Elsey. What's going on?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You keep throwing legendary on Bailey. We're going to make you legendary, Bailey.
Whatever.
You're going to understand the power of legendary Bailey Coleman.
No, I'm going to tell you why I don't. Let me tell you real quick.
Go ahead.
So, Reggie Brown, y'all know, the legendary Reggie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he was doing an interview with T.I., and it changed my perspective on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Reggie called him legendary.
Mm-hmm.
And T.I. said, I don't like that. Don't call me that no more. I appreciate the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But don't call me legendary. Reggie said, why? He said, because it makes me feel like I don't have any more to give, and I got more to give.
All right.
But legendary doesn't mean, that don't mean that.
I feel you, but I don't feel
that.
Forget y'all.
We just shoot your whole little thing.
This is true.
We feel you, but we don't.
These are facts.
All right, right now we're about to talk to a very special guest. On Monday, January 20th, the YMCA Milwaukee is holding its 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. It's presented by the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. Joining us this morning to tell us more about this event is Andreas E. Gonzalez, who serves on the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee Board of Directors and Vice President of Community Engagement and Chief Diversity Officer with the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. So I want to say great morning to you. How are you doing and feeling this morning?
Great. Good morning. I am actually doing extremely well, and thank you so much for inviting me this morning to talk a little bit more about the event and what it really represents for our community.
All right. Well, in saying that, I need you to tell us about the YMCA's 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Day. It's a breakfast that's taking place on Monday, January 20th.
That's correct. Yeah, the 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration is a morning of reflection, inspiration, and fellowship. It's obviously, as you mentioned, presented by the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin's Health Network. And I think as importantly, as a community, we come together to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and to recognize the work of local nonprofit organizations that dedicate themselves to serving others day in and day out here in this community. And so the program will deepen connections as we celebrate the words and creativity of youth, listen to powerful speakers, and enjoy moving performances. And I must say, all the proceeds of this event really go towards the bottom line of the YMCA to be able to support our annual campaign and to make sure everyone has access to the Y memberships and programming in this community. So I would encourage everyone to come, and it is the premier event in the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, with the dedication that has been put into it when you're talking about the 28th annual. This event always recognizes organizations making a great impact in the community. Who will be awarded this year and why?
That's right. It's a great question. So let me start with a little bit with the quote that we selected for this year's event and as the theme of it. So every year we highlight a quote. This year's quote is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And so the organizations that will be honored clearly exemplify that positive ongoing action for the people in our community. The two that we're highlighting this year, number one is Fondy Food Center, that will be honored for their commitment to increasing access to healthy local food and economic opportunity across greater Milwaukee. And the second one is Courage MKE, which will be honored for their collaborative movement to provide the resources LGBTQ+ youth need to thrive in this community.
That's great. Andreas, hi. Bailey Coleman. So now we've definitely...
How are you?
Very good. We've definitely attended this amazing event in the past. And the stars of the morning are the young students who deliver their MLK speeches. Can you tell us why the event is highlighting these students?
Yeah, as you mentioned, is a highlight, I think, for all of us who are attending the event. I think it's about inspiration that can come to all of us in any form. And these two young people this year will inspire all of us. The two students are a sixth grader from Golden Meyer Upper Campus and a fifth grader from Samuel Clemens School. They will be delivering powerful speeches, as you mentioned, that really embody Dr. King's message to look within ourselves to make a difference one person at a time. And so it's a little bit of a call to action coming from our young leaders within this community.
Okay. So can you talk for a second about the work you do at Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin informs the work you do for the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee as a board member? And why was it so important for you to be a part of that?
Yeah, I truly believe that we all have to work together to proactively address the community health needs through our innovative programs and partnerships that improve what we call population health and reduce disparities in our greater community. And so the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin's Health Network, we embrace our role as an employer, community member, and as a corporate citizen. We value and celebrate the wealth of diversity reflected in our patients, their families, our team members, and the communities that we serve. We are committed to being an inclusive and culturally competent organization that provides exceptional care to everyone. That's our commitment, and that's how we live every single day in terms of, you know, living up to our mission and our values.
That's wonderful. So how does Dr. King's vision and legacy align with the work that you all are doing at Frederick?
Yeah, that's a great question. So within the Frederick and MCW Health Network, you know, we certainly have made equity, diversity, inclusion, and the individual uniqueness among people, cultures, and systems, and all collectively empowers team members and providers to drive innovation and deliver culturally competent care. That's our commitment. That's actually part of our strategic imperative as an organization. So we focus our efforts on these key areas to help support Frederick and MCW strategic initiatives. I must say as well that health equity is fundamental to Frederick and MCW's mission and simply the right thing to do. And so I think when we think about the YMCA and that strategic partnership, we have shared goals that are aligned to positively affect the health of our entire community by tailoring programs to differing social, cultural, and language needs. And so at Frederick, our ability to do this well is essential to reducing the disparities that exist in healthcare. You know, one of our significant efforts as well is a stance that we took actually as we were coming into the pandemic, which includes an anti-racism commitment, an acknowledgement of the role that racism has played in producing and perpetuating inequities. So by incorporating equity, diversity, and inclusion lens into everything that we do, we have fostered a culture where it is recognized as a core organizational value. So great mission alignment. And it really allows both organizations to fulfill their missions.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Andres. Next question. If people want more information about supporting the initiatives for the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee, how can they find out about that?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to go and visit our website. So it's YMCAMKE.org. And my call to action here is we need volunteers. So volunteers are vital to the why. That's how we operate. And so without them, we wouldn't be able to meet the needs of the kids, families, and adults who live in our community. So you're going to see there a variety of opportunities that are available under the Volunteer Matters. So they can click there and they can see the project catalog for all the upcoming events and activities that we're going to be hosting. And so it's a great way of getting involved and really paying it forward within our greater community here.
Absolutely, and that's definitely in keeping with the legacy of Dr. King. But let me ask you, what does Dr. King's legacy mean to you?
Yeah, that's a That's a great question. So, for me, as I reflect in terms of Dr. King's legacy, we all know that he was a Baptist minister, an activist, a political philosopher, who was one of the most prominent leaders in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s. But I think fundamentally, Dr. King believed, advocated, and fought for equality, equity, justice, and fairness. And I think he was such a great trailblazer who paved the way for all of us. And so he's one of my heroes. And certainly I strive to emulate Dr. King's behaviors and actions every single day. That's why I do the work that I do professionally and personally. I try to live up to those same tenets and core values. And it's how I keep the organization committed to our inclusion, equity, diversity, and anti-racism efforts that we have in place. And so I think it's a great way of recognizing, right, and honoring Dr. King. But what I would say, right, it's every single day should be Dr. King's day, right, celebrating right. The great legacy and the great platform that he left us all.
Absolutely. And as an alpha man myself, and Dr. King being an alpha man, we understand that it's our motto is first of all, servants of all, we shall transcend all. And he definitely lived that motto every day in his life.
And we appreciate you taking some time out, Mr. Gonzalez, to speak on Monday. Again, January 20th, the YMCA Milwaukee will be holding its 28th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration presented by the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. And we have been talking with, of course, Mr. Gonzalez, and he is with the YMCA Metropolitan Milwaukee. And we thank you very much for taking some time out. And you know, Truth 101.7 FM, we will be there representing. We'll also be there broadcasting live. So thank you for taking some time out of your morning to speak with us on the Truth 101.7 FM.
Yeah, thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Don't miss that event. Don't miss that event. It's always a powerful event. It's always a powerful event. And we're going to get ready to take our next break. And don't forget, coming up, I know people are waiting, 8:30 a.m., we are going to be having our new lineup announcement.
Major announcement.
Major.
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 Major. Major.
Major.
Major. Major. Polo.
We're going to get canceled.
Okay.
Let's go.
Don't forget you can call in and hit us up at 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter, 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Homer Blow, and that is still the legendary Bailey Coleman and MC Damian Elson. And we're going to switch gears before we get into the big major announcement.
Major.
At 8:30 a.m. There's talk of a proposal to create a safe memorial using tax dollars for the late Sade Robinson, who was brutally murdered. And there's a lot of, backlash.
Backlash?
Blacklash.
Okay.
Because people are saying they don't want their tax dollars going to pay for that memorial. So, Bailey, what's your thoughts? Dane, what's your thoughts? And you can call in and give us your thoughts at 833-212-1017 or hit us up on the talk text line.
So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I'm for the memorial, if that's what everybody want to do. But as far as tax dollars, that makes you look at it different.
Yeah.
Right? That makes you look at it different.
Okay.
And the thing about it is this is tax nonsense, and we taxed on everything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some people are like, well, what's one more tax? Well, she's not the only person either, rest her soul, that something devastating has happened to here.
Unfortunately.
So, you know, and I know her people probably want the park to be about her. And if they get the space and raise the money and do it, you know, cool.
Uh-huh.
But if that's not the case, then we should open it up to everybody and maybe make it to for, you know, a memoriam for a lot of people that have had something devastating happen to them. Then if they want some contribution from taxpayer dollars, people would probably be more open to it. But it's kind of one of those things where, man, you know, some crazy stuff has happened to a lot of people here. And it's going to be hard, you know, to get people to just lean into that.
Yeah.
For one person.
Because even in Waukesha, they raise money.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it?
I completely agree. I think, you know, we oftentimes see these makeshift memorials up and down blocks
roadside,
and stuff like that.
Roadside
memorials.
And people get,
the homeowners in those blocks get upset about that stuff. So now you're going to say, well, we're going to make these homeowners pay for a memorial.
Yeah.
I don't think that will fly too well.
Yeah.
And when you talk about it, violence happens in our community. You know, as we've seen in some of the articles that we talked about for preparing for this show, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're in a better space, but it's still occurring. And if it's still occurring, how do we determine which victim gets a memorial and which victim doesn't get a memorial? Because if somebody in my family is a victim of violence, that's the most important person to me in that moment. So I want them to have a memorial too. I want them to have something to remember them by.
Right.
And so now if this family wants to raise that money and construct something, then by all means, the county can give them the land. You can do what you want to do with it. But once you start paying for taxes, so where does it end?
Right.
Where does it end? Where does our tax dollars end in paying for memorializing one single person? And her death was tragic. It was something that shouldn't have happened.
Not at all.
We all feel for that family, and those of us with daughters have that same fear every time one of our daughters goes out on a date. You know, you hear about it or something. Like, my daughters just stopped telling me because I'm like, you okay? You good? You know what? They just stopped telling me. We ain't telling him no more. But I'm just saying, when that happens, the community feels it, but the community feels a lot of other stuff too, so we just can't pinpoint and pick. We're just going to do a memorial for this one.
And not really a city girl said on the YouTube page, she said, that's a slap in the face to even suggest that taxpayers pay for her memorial. And that has been pretty much like the sentiment of a lot of people who are making commentary.
I can't say it's a slap in the face, but at the same time, you know, it's just one of those things. It's not a slap in the face. It's just one of those things. You know, because we're already paying for a ton of things that is just like ridiculous, you know.
And so,
absolutely.
In this instance, like when they wanted to rename Red Arrow Park after the brother that was killed by the police while sitting on that bench, Red Arrow Park is already named after, you know, the Red Arrow is an army brigade that served in World War II or something like that. So it's already got a memorial, so we have to understand the history of so many different things. Now that's something that affects the whole community because most of those soldiers were from the community, you know, stuff like that.
So if
you're picking, if you wanted to do a memorialization of those who have become victim to violent acts or something like that, then that would be and Sade would just be one of those one of those victims, and then that's something different.
Right.
Then maybe we can, as a community, agree that needs to be something so it can be.
Yeah.
Stay on people's mind. Yeah.
We're getting ready to go to the phone lines, the truth lines. But in a sense of that, like if there is a granite stone or something placed
there, like that,
and people can pay to have their family member's name put on there. That's like not coming from the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's not,
so we want to put up a memorial stone. Okay, right. But, we're going to go to the Truth Lines again. We got Brian. Brian from Milwaukee, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great morning. You got a question or a comment? What's your opinion on this?
My opinion is this. And first of all, good morning to all of you.
Great morning.
Good morning.
You breaking your phone? Your phone is breaking up. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of garbly. No, we got a real bad connection from you right now. All right, we'll go to Winky Blue. Winky Blue,
what's up, Winky?
Great morning. Welcome to Truth 101.7 FM.
Good morning to you, gentlemen, and the lady that's on board. Listen, we're doing a lot of things with our tax dollars, and for the county to even inject themselves into this wasn't a car crash. This wasn't a something where somebody got shot or something happened. Like this was a mutilation where we still ain't found a girl's head or nothing. I wouldn't even want to put my foot over in that tank, man, because if the county, they came and took tax money from us, city and county, that we the people didn't even have a right to vote on. And if they're going to spend it on something that we can actually tangibly say, we as a community put that together, okay, through our tax dollars, I wouldn't even get in that tank, man, because to be honest with you, we can see that. They've actually strong-armed us, man, out of 2% and whatever the county tax is. So to put that, to give that, I wouldn't even want to say nothing about it. To give that baby that little memorial, which is nothing, $7,000, you three and me could probably put that money together ourselves and put the memorial together. You know, just us four, just us people. So for them to come up with $7,000 lousy dollars, to put a memorial on a guy that I think has been in that they went and cleaned up the crime spot. They did a whole bunch of things that I've never seen happen in my life, man, where they let these people come in, clean up, you know, they scrubbed the joint and all of this kind of stuff and then sold the thing. And they didn't do any excavating around the property to see if there's any other bones. Give that baby that thing, man. I wouldn't even want to give it to her. The girl, we ain't found a head yet on her.
Yep, absolutely.
And we found a head.
Yep.
Man, put a memorial there and put a memorial anywhere else that they want to put one. And we already got a place where you can go.
But Winky, we up against our break. Winky, we up against our break.
That right there on Thursday.
Winky, we're up against our break.
Right there on King.
We're up against our break. Right. I don't know how much. Listen, understand.
I ain't never seen Wiggy like
Wiggy,
that. He felt
Wiggy
that.
All in his chest. He was like, get a baby to a memorial. Yeah. $7,000. Give it to her.
And to the callers again, because we have our major announcement coming up after our break. All right. Well, we'll go and let's try to take the caller. Then we'll try to take the caller. You're going to have to make it quick. Caller, you're from Milwaukee. Of course, you are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's your comment or opinion on this particular subject?
Well, with regard to the tragedy in California, I think that anybody who has seen the families talk about this, they're all saying that this was what they saw and ran from, a natural disaster where you had 100 mile per hour winds. And normally these fires are fought with airplanes, and you can't fly airplanes in the air. And so no matter if FDR or Obama or any of the politicians that we respect were in those positions, those fires would not have been able to be put out. And that the families are asking that people who don't live there, take notice of that and not listen to Donald Trump as he tries to politicize them losing everything they have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your comment, and we appreciate you, the caller. We're about to go to break, and when we return, of course, it will be the major.
The news you've all been waiting for.
Absolutely.
We ain't got no sound effects this morning.
We're making it home.
Major.
Stream us live on YouTube. Thanks. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. We'll be joined by special guests. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Hey, let's get away and get a room on the other side of town.
Hey, what you thinking to me?
We are black. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow.
Home of Blow.
Is the legendary Bailey Coleman, though she doesn't want to own it.
Whatever.
And this is MC Damien.
Yes, sir.
LZ. Of course, we have been letting you know that there was a special
major announcement for the Truth 101.7. Things are changing around here.
New year. New lineup.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that you are informed to know
right here
what's going on.
Absolutely.
On The Truth 101.7 FM. And, of course, to help us bring the noise, bring the major announcement.
Bring it.
We are honored to have in the studio with us, of course, The Truth 101.7 family, Good Karma Brand family's own. Carrie, how are you?
There we go. What's popping, y'all?
What's going on with you?
Keeping it juicy.
So why are they here, though? Let's talk about.
Okay, let's talk about.
We building today.
We got to bring in the other person. Right, you got to bring in the other person.
Because
we jamming this morning.
Yes, we are.
I'm excited.
Y'all been jamming. For a very long time now.
Because
it's amazing.
It's amazing. Right.
So, I love it.
So we got the juice, we got the jam, we got this major new lineup announcement, and I am honored to be in the studio with you both.
Wait a minute, hold on. We got somebody else here, too. We got another special guest back there, don't we?
What?
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. It's Kyle.
Yeah, what's happening? You know I love to join in, man. I love to join in. Good morning, Milwaukee.
Man,
what
listen.
Up, Kyle?
Kyle Wallace.
Good morning,
Kyle
legendary Wallace. Bailey Coleman. She is a legend.
There you go, man.
Gosh.
There you go.
The Michael Jordan record.
It's official.
My God.
It's official.
Y'all are ridiculous.
So I am happy. You know, again, this is a new year. We are into 2025. And, of course, with that, we have some exciting new things that are happening here. The Truth 101.7 FM, Good Karma Brands. And that is why we have our guests in the studio, because they're going to announce something that will change your mornings.
We got an announcement?
Are they announcing or should we announce it?
Come on now.
We got to announce this for them.
Hey, director of content, what do you think we should do?
Yeah, let me do it.
Yeah.
Y'all talking to the wrong
let
one.
Let me do it.
I'm thinking
that.
That's right.
Here we go.
No, I mean, I think what it should be is I know Truth Nation is excited for the launch, right? I know we've been talking about this for a while, right? It's been, you know, juicing up and jamming up for a while. So I think we should let some OGs, and we got a lot of OGs in there, but there's only two OGs in there that have been with 101.7 The Truth since day one. And I just let them say why are they here this morning, early.
Okay. You know what, Truth Nation? Get used to this. Get used to this, Milwaukee. Okay? Because each and every morning from now until the year 3065, all right, y'all going to have to tap into Jam Wood Juice from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. because we are the brand new morning show!
Yay!
I thought I'd do that one day.
I wanted to give y'all a shout out and be like, you know, I done watched y'all come up. I done did interviews with y'all.
No.
And it's such a beautiful thing that the 101.7 The Truth is going that direction. We're getting some young blood in it. We're getting these younger views in it. There's too many old cats in here. So I'm going to keep it 100. You know, I'm a hip-hop dude. I'm going to keep it 100. And I'm looking forward.
Were those sound effects?
Yeah. We had that all day. I'm happy to see y'all in that position. Milwaukee doesn't have a morning show that represents that portion of Milwaukee, and I think y'all can do that. Not a morning show that's local, and I think y'all can do that. And I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing what y'all do.
Absolutely.
And I support y'all. I love y'all. Anything y'all need from me, let me know. Dame Elsie is in the building.
Let me tell you this about these two.
This is my radio mom, y'all. I gotta let y'all know. Me and Bailey Coleman go way back. All right, she saw me from a youngster in this game.
For those of y'all that used to come by the station I was at before, y'all know what it is. And you saw, this guy. Just the nicest person you ever wanted to meet working the front desk.
A black man.
And he came to us and was like, I want to learn radio. And we said, we could use that. We could use another hand over that because it's just me and Reg. And he came in and did his thing. You know what? And I could not be prouder of one of my kids.
Thank you.
One of my radio kids. And then this one come through for about 10 minutes talking about she interned. I was like, who that? All right, she looks like she might know something, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I couldn't be prouder of both of you guys, you know. I love you. Continued success. And then let's go on with the next part of our announcement.
Thank you.
Yes.
So y'all excited to be getting up early in the morning?
I'm turned.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Like, honestly, it is an honor to be able to wake people up and get their day started. You know, I've listened to radio so many years throughout my life, whether it was just me as a child, in my mom's car, listening to whomever may have been on the radio in the morning. It was Steve Harvey in the morning. And then next thing I know, it was Breakfast Club. It was Breakfast Club in the morning. And you know, it's just interesting now. You know, Milwaukee, y'all got to make a decision. Y'all got to make a decision, Milwaukee.
You better pick the right choice.
They either have to listen to me and carry Noni Juice each and every morning. Y'all got to stay loyal to the soul. Or, you know what? You're right. I will say I have definitely been inspired by Charlamagne Tha God and Breakfast Club and everything they've been doing. So I can't wait to take the mantle.
All right. Well, you know, that's not the only new addition and lineup change that's happening. Okay, now Sherwin Hughes, the Truth with Sherwin Hughes, will still be from 9 a.m. until noon.
Right.
But at noon.
At noon.
There's something new.
Yeah.
There's something else.
Hey, how you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing good. I'm looking to bring some power here.
Yeah, what's happening at noon to 1? Now, since we got jamming with Juice in the mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., what's happening from noon to 1 p.m.?
Yeah, it's a time for a new generation, the next generation, the millennial generation to raise their voices up. And that's why I'm excited to announce that I will officially be having a brand new show called Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace from noon until 1. I'm excited because being behind the scenes for so long, I had a chance just to see the development and growth of everybody, and now I have an opportunity to speak Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and talk to Milwaukee and talk about the great things going on in our community. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, big thing I'm hot on, one thing I'm hot on, that tax bill, boy. I'm telling you, every time I got to pay, it bumped them up, boy. I looked at that tax bill. I said it went from about $4,000 or $5,000. I said, what is this?
Yeah.
So I'm excited to really just have a great community conversation, talk about the great things going on, all the positivity, but also, you know, address some of the things that we have to talk about. So I'm excited. I know I got big shoes to fill because Jamming with Juice was doing their thing from 12 to 1 for the last 6-7 months. I mean, they are an unstoppable force. I can't wait to get my drop of juice every single morning with Ben and Carrie on Jamming with Juice. So I'm excited for them, but then also I'm excited for Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, noon to 1 p.m. with myself, Kyle Wallace.
So we got Jamming with Juice from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We got The Truth with Sherwin Hughes from 9 a.m. until noon. We got Truth to Power with Kyle from noon to 1. And then we got Tory Lowe from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
From 1 to 4.
And then Dr. Ken Harris, of course, from 4 to 6 p.m.
So it's just like, it's like we're gonna use some basketball analogies here. You know, you got a good lineup.
You got a good lineup.
Championship lineup.
Things change, though, so you got to bring in some new blood.
Yeah.
And now you're going to the next level.
Yeah.
A whole nother level. Y'all don't know that.
I know that reference.
I mean, so that's my funny. Age. But I'm just saying, so that's what we got right now. And that's how I'm looking at it. And I think y'all are going to be perfect for what, like I keep telling, and I told Ben this when I found out the news immediately. So this ain't just radio talk, Hollywood talk. I told him this immediately. Like, I think it's going to be beneficial for the city because the city needs to have a voice of its own for that generation, right?
So
we got, like he said, he's mentioned all of the breakfast clubs and all of that other stuff, all these other morning shows. Mm-hmm. We a big enough city that we need one of our own. Mm-hmm. We had DT and Telly. We need to have Jamming with Juice for that next generation coming up so they can have some place to go.
No,
and
absolutely. I believe that's right. Absolutely. So there you have it. There you have it. It don't stop our bills from having to be paid. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. And, of course, on January 20th, this is when it all kicks off. January 20th. So
correct.
January 20th is when the new official lineup will begin.
And I want to mention this too, Homer. It's so monumental because our very first day of us even doing the morning show, we'll actually be at the MLK prayer brunch.
Correct.
So,
next Monday.
Yeah, next Monday. Interviewing the children that'll be down there. And it is because another thing people don't know is actually anniversary of me and Juice starting here at 101.7 The Truth.
There you go.
So literally,
that's great.
We starting our morning show. We'll be honoring MLK, and then I mean, you know, looking at the future, talking with the kids. So
wait a minute, hold on. What you got to say?
I'm very
excited. You know, when it comes to getting up early, I already kind of do that, so yes. I'm not worried about that part. But mm-hmm. being able to have my dog with me doing something monumental for the city and just our careers, and like Ben said, you know, I grew up listening to morning radio, never thinking that I'd have my own, in my own city at that,
yes.
you know. So I think it's time for the youth to speak up. We're going to bring the energy, and it's going to be a great time. I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
Are you going to have your edges slayed every morning?
You know, I'm trying to figure out what my fits are going to be. I'm not going to lie to you, because early in the morning.
You going to have your fits laid out like the first week of school?
I don't
know. From the 10th to the 25th.
Yes, like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yes, she is.
Y'all just get
ready for whatever my girl wants to do.
That's funny.
I love you, Ben. No, it's
you
all about girl power.
Thank
you.
You know
we got to step into it. Yeah.
Y'all got
okay,
it.
Period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say y'all got it.
Y'all got it. Hey, I'm just here.
All right, Missy Coleman.
Hey. Hey. But, you know, like I said before, I just appreciate this moment. Yeah, she's been ripping my jacket, y'all. This is my Betsy Coleman jacket. And you know what? She's a legendary figure.
Hold on. If y'all see her on YouTube, my man Ben got on like a flight airman
right.
jacket.
Right.
And she called him Betsy Coleman. It took me half a second to get
see.
Good Lord. That was a good one. Oh,
that was a good
That's
one.
Funny. That's funny. But no, this is all full circle for me, man. And, I just can't wait. I just can't wait to see what the future really brings for Jamming with Juice, because it's going to be monumental. Yeah. Well, we're already going to be radio legends.
Y'all go
Radio Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And then I got to tell y'all too, Bailey Coleman, she put a lot of batteries in my back. I know we got to go to break, Coleman.
Hey, we got the bosses in the building. They not giving me no side eye.
Yeah,
we good.
I'm good.
Cool. Show good. Your weight, bro.
Well, I'll say this. Bailey Coleman is a person who definitely inspired me to be who I am today. Even the way I decided to talk on this microphone, it was all Bailey Coleman, so blame her if I say something crazy.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
But she told me I had a great radio
voice.
No
accountability.
So Toby, I had a great radio voice. And then honestly, Kyle. Shout out to Kyle. Kyle, you doing the truth to power. Bro, I'm so proud of you.
Right.
Honestly, you know, we've had these off-air conversations too, but he's a person to me that I just was like, man, he's going to do the full hour? Perfect. Because one thing that Kyle is more than just a boss. He's a Gemini just like myself, but he's very well-rounded in all areas. Yes. And honestly, he's a power player at it. So
yeah, I wouldn't
appreciate
be,
you, Ben Jammin.
Yeah,
hey, look,
yeah,
I wouldn't be
power.
Doing radio either if it wasn't for the brother Kyle. So thank Kyle. Uh-huh. He brought me in and showed me I could do it and taught me the game. So I'm happy to see him step up to the mic. And right. I'm gonna be dropping in with him, checking up on him.
I'm happy
to see everybody succeeding, everybody moving to a new place, and the team getting stronger to get that championship.
And I got to say this, too. This is something that just the first time I ever saw Kyle behind a mic, right? We had started 101.7 The Truth. I think he had a fill-in for Tory or Dr. Ken. He had a fill-in for somebody for a full hour, right? Now, when you get hired by your boss, you're like, man, this guy has to be buttoned up, professional. He ain't finna say nothing about white people. First thing this man does when he cracked the mic, goes, man, them white people over here. Dress, swinging, dress.
Wait a minute, I love white people, though. I love everybody.
We know you do.
You love everybody, but I'm
we
like,
know you do, Kyle.
I'm like, dang, Kyle, well, when he come get behind the microphone, man, he going to be as vulnerable as possible.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's something that I appreciated about him, and again, something that he holds near and dear to his heart when he decides to put this brand on his back. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Again,
you
I just appreciate the people around
me. I got to show my love to Kyle, too, because while I've been in radio a long time, I didn't know the genre of black talk.
Interesting.
Kyle hit me to that. So shout out to Kyle. Kyle brought me in when folk was like, you too branded with that other station, girl. Mm-hmm. Kyle was like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm going to show you.
Let's kick it.
That is. That is love. So much love to Kyle.
And then shout out to my lovely co-star.
What?
My lovely co-star.
What was you call
Okay.
What was that?
Yeah, no, I appreciate my dog. This is all crazy, and I think it is powerful that all of the day ones from The Truth are part of the everyday lineup, you know, and it's cool to see the growth, you know?
Absolutely. And now for the bills, because, you know, that's how we get paid. And so we got to take care of the bills. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
We are black. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow, and it's time for our truth of the matter. We're going to start out with the legendary Bailey Coleman. What is your truth of the matter?
Oh, my gosh. You're only a legend if you want to be, number one. Number two, I could not be prouder of our new lineup here at The Truth. And you know what? Family is family.
Yep.
Ben, Noni, Kyle, family. Love your family. Mm-hmm. Be right to your family. That's it.
MC Damien, LZ.
I just want to echo what Bailey just said. I know we talked a lot about the fires and all of that stuff, but I think the biggest news was the lineup change. And I'm dead serious in this, y'all, that we need to support the new morning crew and help them get on their feet, because that is a local morning crew of y'all, of a younger generation, a younger elk, and it's bringing something to talk radio that we haven't had, and it's new, and we just need to support it so that we can have other opportunities like that, and the rest of the country can see there's a market for that, and we can start having our own stuff in our own city. That's my truth for the matter.
Absolutely. And again, I just want to ditto the sentiments of the legendary Bailey Coleman, and she is a legend. And of course, MC Dave Elsie, she just doesn't want to accept it. But see, it's not something that you have to accept It's something that is bestowed upon you. And yeah, you can't change that. So you're an icon, you're a parent, you're a radio parent. That makes you legendary in itself. So again, to everybody, understand that life is too short. Think about the things that are friends and family and just other people, humans, are going through in California. And again, it should make you appreciate life a lot more. Because again, tomorrow is not promised, but a lot of us live like it is. So this is my truth of the matter. And it has been a great morning. The amazing, amazing lineup. So again, here on The Truth 101.7 FM, we hope that everybody ends up having a great day. And if nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. And I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, night. And hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We are up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.